It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 50,000 school children in Colorado do not have access to the internet or devices for remote learning. That's according to a new state survey on school district needs. Landon Mascarenhas is with the Colorado Education Initiative, which helped conduct the survey. He says the top concern among many districts is students struggling with stress related to the COVID-19 pandemic.
This could be, you know, loss of jobs, disruption in daily routine, moving to online learning. There's a lot of stuff students are going through, and 52% of districts say that's the most important thing.
Mesa County commissioners have sent the governor a plan for reopening county businesses. Commissioner Rose Puglisi says the proposal has several stages and requires many safety measures like social distancing and encourages telecommuting.
This isn't a full out. We're going back to where we were before, but kind of easing into some restrictions, but still allowing businesses to operate.
Puglisi says if it's approved, the plan's first phase will start after the statewide stay-at-home order expires Sunday. Mesa County has reported 35 cases of COVID-19, but no deaths. By the end of the century, Colorado water managers will have to rely on tools other than snowpack to predict drought. CPR's Grace Hood reports.
Water managers typically rely on artificial dates like April 1st when the snowpack is highest to predict drought. But in the coming decades, they'll have to develop other tools like soil moisture and satellite data to make the call. That's because moisture that once fell as snow during the winter months will change to rain. One bright spot in the paper, which appears in Nature Climate Change, is that Colorado water managers will have more time compared to other states to prepare. Snowpack in Pacific Northwest states could become a less reliable drought prediction tool in the next 15 to 20 years. I'm Grace Hood, CPR.